Hello.
Yasmin. Shavua Tov.
Shavua Tov. And Rosh Chodesh Tov. Oh, I'm doing good.
Chodesh Tov, too. Honey.
Brandon. He hasn't come up. He's not
okay.
Coming
here.
Okay, I'm going to mute.
Okay.
Chodesh Tov.
Chodesh Tov.
Back there. Hey, that's my song. Oh, sorry.
I put my feet in.
Chodesh Tov. Please join me in singing the Anabakoa.
Anabakoa. Anabakoa.
The letter Hey, that created the planet Hohav, the planet Mercury, and the letter Vav that created the constellation Shor, which is the bull. Together, the Pe and the Vav have a gematria of 86. As we know, that is the gematria of the name of God, Elohim, having to do with judgment. We have brought the energy of creation into our space. We will now separate that, the right column energy and the left column energy, utilizing the 13 attributes of mercy. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum Dechanun, Erech Apayim Zerar Chesed Be'emet, Notzer chesed la'alafim, notzea won wafesha, v'chata'a v'nakei. We will now connect to the energy of certainty, utilizing a verse from the Zohar, from the Sulam commentary, from the Parasha of Yitro. It is Pasuk 29, and we will start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud Kudsha Barichu Ishkinte Bidgilu Urchimu Utchilu Utchilu Urchimu L'yakta L'shem Yudhe Bavadhe B'yichuda Shalim B'shem Kol Yisrael Limud Torah Mitzvah La'asok Torah Mitzvah Vayehino Amadonai Eloheinu Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananei Aleinu Maasei Yadeinu Kananehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tanenan Dekucha Berichu Koma Deaved Le'ela Wetata Kolaihu Kishot Deovada Dikshot Belay lach mila bialma divaye barnash vedach yaleya mineya ulan haga peya kalana dehakulu ovada dikshot inun witola istirif bialma. Now to connect to the year's energy, this year of 5778, we'll start with there are two verses, and we'll start with 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6. Vayishkav Amnon, Vayitchor, Vayavo Hamelech Liroto. Vayomer Amnon el hamelech tavo, na tamar achoti utlabev le'enei, shitei levivot v'evre miyada. The second verse that connects to the energy of 5778, that energy being to bow to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. The second verse is Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Chet. The letters of this name are separated by three letters each. Chatati Odiacha. Wa'awoni lo kisiti, amarti ode ale, b'shai ladonai yohei wahei, wi'ata nasata Avon Chatati Selah. The energy of the year 5777. Which is the energy of the goats, but it's also a wake-up call energy. The first of the two verses that connects to this energy is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. Sod saduni katsipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of this verse, we're able to create satsuki ach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters, we have dir yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse that connects to this energy is Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zion. And these letters are separated by seven letters each. Kim va'adonai yohewahe Elohechem tadivaku kasher asitem Ad hayom hazeh. The year 5776, known as the year of the pause, also has two verses that connect to its energy. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34. Raka kohanim hayu limat velo yachlu lehavshit et kol ha'olot vayehatum achechem halevim ad kelot hamlacha v'ad yitkatshu ha'kohanim. Ki ha-Levim Yishrei Levav Lehitkadesh Me-ha-Kohanim. There are 25 words in this verse. When we take the first letters of each word, we're able to permute it into eight names of God. Adonai Yohewahe Lalahe Wawawa Yola Yo Alame He Aka A Rekacha. The second verse that connects to this energy of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bitu Adonai Yohewahe Ade ad kibia yohe Adonai yohe wahe zur olamim. The year 5775 has the energy of swallowing death forever. There are three verses that connect to this energy in the Tanakh. The first that we study is from Job, chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishe mimeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next we will study 1 Samuel, chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachago iyam. Asher yitabe sham ushaltem elai el nahon. Wehalachti item wechayim yeshno. Baaretz vichipasti o to bekol alpe yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kagelo Lanetsa Yo Ved Roav Yom Ruayo. And the year 5774 has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There is only one verse with this, that connects to this energy in the Tanakh. It's 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 10. Wasamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shakan ta'akta v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu v'nei avlav le'av noto kasher barishona. We'll now connect to the 72 names of God. The method that we use is to say each letter in sequence using its root vowel. Wahe wa yo la yo sayote ala me me he shi la la he aka aka he ta. Hezayo alada la awa he he a yozala me behe e reyo he kome la awa kalayo la wawa pe he la nu la ha yo 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 me la he 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 wa. Nutrahe he a a yo re ta shi a he re yo yo a wa me la ka be wa shi re yo he wa la he he a wa ko me nu da a nu yo he a me re he a yo yo za he 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 yo ha wa wa la yo la he. Sa'ala areyo, ashila meyo he, wahe wadanu yo, he he shi ame me, nu nu wa nu yo ta, me be he pe wayo, nu me me yo yo la, he re he me tsa re, wa me be yo he he, anu wa he me. Hey yo, da me be me nu ko ayo a he be wa re a he yo be me hey yo yo me wa me. We'll now connect to the 72 names of the Tzaddikim using the same technique. Wa 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 yo 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 sa be te a a me. Me be shi la yo he anu wa kameta he he yo anu da la he wa he mea yo tsa la he re he he yo yo he me me la wa wa ta be yo la yo wa pe nu la nu me ha yo he yo me nu he 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 wa. Nu yo he he shi a yo re ta shi a he re la yo a ma be la yo be wa he re yo yo wa la he he ka a ko me nu da a nu yo he wa me re he a yo he za me he shi he me ka ha wa wa la yo yo he sa a la are yo a a la me ta he wa he wa da chi a la me nu he a nu wa ta me la he pe a yo nu ko me yo re la he be be he me za re wa he be yo a he a la wa me za yo. Da he be me kako a la a he pe wa re la he yo yo me he la yo me he me. The Tzaddikim who left this day, which is Rosh Chodesh Aleph of the month of Iyar, Rabbi Yaakov Berav, Rabbeinu Mahari Ben Rav, Rabbeinu Yosef Halevi Ibn Migash, known as the Rimigash, Rabbi Chaim Vital, the redactor of the teachings of the Ari, Rabbi Avraham Brody of Frankfurt, Rabbi Nathaniel Weil, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Rabbi Chaim Meir Yechiel of Drovich, Rabbi Moshe Hirschler. And we say the eighth verse of the Ana B'Koach in a whisper. Normally on Sunday, we would also include the names dealing with the Rosh Chodesh Bet of Iyar. But we will save that because we are doing a Rosh Chodesh event along with the counting of the Omer this evening. Today's class can be found on the unique astrological events page. That link can be found underneath the two pictures under the right of every Yeshem webpage, or on mobile devices, it can be at the bottom of the page. Once that is open up, please scroll down. Above where it says Rosh Chodesh Iyar, you'll see a title, Discussion of Psalm 67, which is the Menorah Psalm. Please click on the link, the first link, there's three there, titled Psalm 67-Menorah, and that will be our class today. This is coming from a blog, but I felt it was worthwhile following much of the blog, as there's a lot of material here. Not sure that we will be able to follow and complete it all in our time, but time will tell. Earlier this year, which is back in 2012, during the counting of the Omer, I released a section titled the Nusach HaArizal, relating to the blessings of the count of the Omer. I also feel the odd urge to muse concerning the Kavanah of Psalm 67, as instructed by the Baal HaTanya, which is primarily what the Tanya is a source book for the Chabad organization. Little did I know that it would become one of the most well-read blogs that I've written. It was later followed up by introducing to the morning prayers the Kavanah of the Shviti Hashem, as an example of meditative liturgy. That's one of the other links on my page. This post is also one of the most requested to date. In both blogs, I've made mention of the Kavanah of the Menorah of Lamanetzach, commonly known as the Menorah Psalm, but did not explain the actual practice of saying these menorah kavanot. But it was a good start because we got to see how to do a kavanah and then how to the Shabbiti before we work on putting both practices together today. It is due to the high interest regarding this topic. I will now be explaining these practices for the first time. We will start simple and continue to work our way up one level of understanding as we go. I would encourage you to read the other two blogs to get an idea of the background of such traditions and the meaning of the Psalms itself. And that is why I included both of those links in the section on the unique astrological times. The history of the practice. No one is certain how far back the tradition of saying the Kavanah of the menorah goes. What we do know is that the custom of reading Psalm 67 in the form of the menorah was encouraged by great mystics, such as Rabbi David ben Yosef Avudraham, as far back as the 14th century in Spain. That is the same country and around the time in which the first Sidurim were created. But even before Sidurim, it was the custom of some to say this psalm from a written parchment, akin to the custom of the pious to read the Ketoret from a handwritten parchment that some still practice to this day. I should mention that if you wish to ask questions, please feel free to press star 6 and you will unmute your phones and be able to ask your question. And I do encourage questions to be asked in the middle of the discussions. Judaism has never been inclined toward using images or iconography, lest these be misconstrued with idolatry. Instead, in the Near Eastern tradition, art is often made of the written word. If images are used, they are generally of items which relate to the elements of the Holy Temple. It is a blending of these traditions comes forth the Shabbiti of the menorah, in which the words of Psalm 67 are depicted in the form of the seven-branched menorah of the temple. Though this is often depicted in the Sidurim of the Orient and of mystical schools, this is more widely known for being hung in holy shrines and in synagogues, in front of the place from which the Chazan leads prayers and in sight of all to see. Rabbi Yitzhak Luria, the Arizal, instituted this practice and instructed that we should say Psalm 67 at certain times during our davening. The first is during the morning Pesukei Dezimra, the introductory psalms of the Shacharit. Then after the Vidui confession and for the closing of Shabbat. It is also included along with prayers for certain mitzvot, such as the Sefirat HaOmer and the lighting of the Hanukkah candles. Some say it after the close of the Amidah. Others say it in preparation for or during a journey. It may be said in any time. The custom is to read Psalm 67 in the form of the menorah whenever it is said. What this author did not really know, because he doesn't really study Kabbalah per se. What he didn't know is, according to the Arizal, the Psalm 67 should be said after the Amidah of the afternoon prayer. The purpose of this meditation, and I should also add before I go on, that by saying the psalm from the Shviti, from the diagram of the menorah with the words in place. And there are many that you can find on the internet to copy and print out for yourselves. By saying it from those diagrams, the light that is revealed is close to, if not the Organuz. It's a very powerful light. And those who are sensitive to energy will feel that by doing the reading of the psalm from the Shviti, they will feel that energy. The purpose of the meditation. The purpose of this Kavanah is to ready the mind and purify one's thoughts. As we do this, we are putting aside all distractions. For this reason, the Shviti first charges us, Da lifne mi ata omed, know before whom you stand. Lafi melech malkei hamlachim. Before the king who reigns over kings. Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Holy One, blessed be He. Then the Shviti opens up with the words of Psalms 16:8, the main thought of the Kavanah. Shiviti Hashem livne v'nagidi tamid. I have set Hashem before me at all times. This is an important understanding. This is how you connect to Hashem constantly. When you have the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh in front of you at all times. But how do you carry something with the name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh written in front of you? Even if you don't wear glasses and you put a pair of glasses on with the words of Hashem on the inside of the glass, you wouldn't be able to see where you're going in the physical, practical world. So our sages have explained we need to see that in our mind's eye, in our consciousness, in our visualizations, so that when we are walking, when we are talking with others, we also have that picture of those four letters in our mind. It is not an easy task. It is not an easy level to learn. How to multitask in this way? How can you have a conversation? How many times do you lose track of your thoughts and have to reconnect to what you were saying? This is from an extraneous thought. How do you do that when you are also concentrating on Hashem's name in front of you? We begin to place God before us. We recognize that God or Hashem is watching over us. So we take on a solemnness of being before the king. Not only that we focus on the placing of the name of Hashem before us, not just figuratively, in its form as literally done in the artistic Shviti. We mean to make a conscious choice to connect to Hashem through the meaning of his four-letter name. As the name is referred referred to among the Kabbalists, means being, existence, or experience. In everything we encounter through our day, we make a choice to experience Hashem in it. I would like to explain the actual meaning of Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh is active being. One can be static and still be being, still exist, still be aware. But active being implies an interaction with what one is aware of. We wish to draw the light of righteousness and truth to shine over the face of the earth. We do this by meditating on this happening and connecting to the holy name, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, to seek Hashem so that He, Itanu Panav Ya'er, shines His face towards us, as described in the second verse. Ya'er means to enlighten, to brighten, to illuminate, and to kindle. How to say this meditation? As we focus on this psalm, we consider ourselves as though we are lighting the actual menorah of the temple. But we should not think that our devotion in any way kindles the light of Hashem, meaning to set His glory ablaze. No, the light of Hashem is eternal. It is like the Ner Tamid, the light of the center shaft, that is always kept lit day and night. Unlike the six branches of the menorah of the temple, which was only kept alight at night, the center light is the Shekhinah, the presence of Hashem that is eternal, with no beginning, no end. It has no correspondence to anything, as it is the manifestation of the Or Ani Ein Sof, the infinite light that is transcendent. We only know it through the familiar name Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh. Thus, the name of Hashem stands in the center of the Shviti, in the place of the center right. From the eternal life of Hashem's whole and holy light, we seek to light our own flame. The Torah tells us how the lamps of the menorah are to be aligned and lit. What do I mean by aligned? When the menorah was created, it was made so that they shall light the lamp so that it lights the face of it. And this is exactly how it happened. When Aaron, the high priest, went about it, as instructed by Hashem through Moshe, when you light the lamps toward the face of the menorah, shall the seven lamps be lit. The lights are lit and are turned in order to shine towards the center light, which symbolizes the Shekhinah, the presence of God. That in order to accentuate and aggrandize it, and being turned in this way, the lamps also shine off the body of the menorah as well, so that the very face of the body reflects this light and floods the whole sanctuary with light. The body of the menorah has seven branches, which relate the seven lower sephirot, the mystical manifestation of divine action in the physical world, from chesed to malchut. First, we focus on our minds towards Hashem. Then we make the intention to take every element of our physical lives and reflect the light of Hashem's goodness onto it, bringing the light of His presence to all parts of our mundane existence, then shining it into our entire world. The first line consists of the first four words of Psalm 67. This is not considered actually part of the psalm, but is the header to it. These four words of the first verse, Lam Natzeach bin Ginot Mizmor Shir, for the conductor on the neginot, some people consider that an instrument, a song, span across the six flames and the additional ornamental bowl that tops the menorah. These words help us set up the psalm. From right to left, these words are set up, just like we set up our candles on Hanukkah. The order of right to left is also the direction in which Hebrew is read. The letters of the psalms are almost evenly divided to span all of the branches of the menorah. Now one will notice that the seven branches contain verses which are set on their side. The words of each verse span from top to bottom. It is the custom that as the words begin to bend and turn, we keep the Shaviti upright, focusing in order to be able to read the verses without turning it in any way. Of course, as one reads it, they should consider the meaning and the significance in each line, in each verse. There are 49 words of the psalm that relate to parts of the menorah body. These words begin with verse 2. Elohim yechanenu v'barchenu. May Hashem be gracious to us and bless us. It is common tradition for the next seven verses to go from left to right. One verse for each of the branches, including the center shaft. This is candle lighting order, the same order that candles are to be lit on Hanukkah. Though the verses can be said in any order, the only requirement of our custom is to say it in the form of the menorah. Further contemplation concerning our core. There are also other ways we can further contemplate upon the menorah when lined up in this progressive fashion. Let us take a look at two more quick kavanot to further fine-tune our minds and focus, ones that can be done while saying the psalm. As we say the psalm, we make notice that the verses concerning the benefit of Israel and the well-being of all the nations intertwined throughout the chapter. Now notice that the third and fifth branches, the innermost spanning arm, contains a unique occurrence of mirroring verses. The two arms bear the words, Yoducha Amim Elohim. Hashem, may the peoples give thanks to you. Yoducha Elohim Kulam. Let the peoples, all of them, give thanks to you. At our core, we should be aware and intend that our actions bring good godliness to all parts of our lives, so that we can show people the goodness of life for which one can be grateful. First, we can start considering all the reasons we have to be grateful. Then we think about sharing this attitude of gratitude. Why is this represented on the right arm and the left arm of the menorah. It's like a person that shares a loaf of bread with a friend. He tears it in half. This is your share, and this is mine. However, like a good friend, the pieces in both hands are equal. Please note and realize, this is just one of 70 understandings of this mirror images, the reason why the two verses are mirrors. Keeping oneself grounded. Other wonderful thought is to consider the center shaft of the menorah. It contains 49 letters, just like our psalm contains 49 words that associate with the body of the menorah. This psalm can be thought of as a summary of the whole chapter. The nature of the chapter condensed down and concentrated in this one verse. Also, the center shaft is where the menorah meets the ground and upon which all the other branches rely. This is what we should hang our hopes on. Understanding our goal here is what keeps us grounded. This is the central reason for our devotion to make this possible. That the nations will be glad and sing for joy. For you will judge the nations fairly, and the peoples of the earth will rejoice. I'm having a slight trouble scrolling. And the last word is Selah. And we have learned in our study of the Psalms that the word Selah, while it has no direct translation, is an idea that this is a pause to contemplate the full meaning, all 70 meanings of what the verse is telling us. We are desire and intend to draw godliness to the world so that not only will we be singing and praying songs of gladness, so too will the rest of the world. Let all the new nations of the world sing for joy. We desire and intend to help spread equality, fairness, and justice across the entire face of the earth. Also, feel like you are in a situation where an unfair judgment is hanging over you. This is a perfect time to open one's heart and feel the light of God's truth, illuminating the situation so that the darkness of confusion dissipates. There is a lot more in this whole idea. The central tenet of what it means to be a child of Israel is the ability to draw the light of Hashem into this world. But it is not the role of the children of Israel to spread that light in a way that takes away their free choice. Each nation has a purpose or it would not have been created. Each nation has a place in the world, or it would not be in that place. As the light of Hashem is drawn by the children of Israel into the world, it means it's like a rheostat that turns up. The light gets brighter and brighter and brighter. And people are then able to see more of what is right for them. That is their free choice. It is not up to the children of Israel to say, we have a democracy. We have a system of Torah that works for us. Each nation must come to its own conclusion of what Torah it will choose to be governed. Ultimately, everyone will be governed by the Hashem. Ultimately, everyone will choose a Torah government. But that is a free choice action, not an action based on coercion, but an action based on revealing the light so that others may see the truth. May see Hashem. And their way of seeing Hashem will be different than the way the children of Israel see Hashem. We must understand unity can only take place when you appreciate the diversity. I'm going to skip the next gray section. And only because it's a section that you can read and download yourself if you choose. I just want to spend the last few minutes of our class making a connection to the month of Iyar, because Rosh Chodesh is 2 days, today, tonight, and tomorrow, which is the second day. Our Rosh Chodesh connection will be on the first day of the month of Iyar, which starts tonight after sundown. And that's when we will make that connection at 7 p.m. But it is important for everybody to make the same connection that we do in that both days. Why is it important to make the same connection both days? For the simple reason. There is a reason why there are 2 days. It has nothing to do with the physical explanation we were always given, that the people in Babylon and in other parts of the world could not know when the sages of the Sanhedrin declared the new moon, and therefore they didn't know when the holidays were on the 15th, the full moon. So they waited, and they celebrated 2 days just to be sure. And that is the traditional explanation for why there are 2 days in the diaspora outside of Israel, while only 1 day in Israel. But of course, that belies the event, because there are certain months where we have 2 days of Rosh Chodesh and other months where we have one. And the reason is that we need a full 24 hours of the new moon. We need that energy to be balanced during the month, to overcome the influence of the astrological energies. So by making the connection that we will do again right now, it's the singing of the permutation. By making that connection, we are utilizing the energy from this day, the first day of Rosh Chodesh. And tonight we will utilize the energy from the second day. The permutation is Yod-Heh-Heh-Vav. It is interesting to note that this permutation is utilized by the meditation when one is putting on the tefillin known as the tefillin Reveinu Tam. There is a discussion between Rashi and his grandson, Rabbeinu Tam. The discussion is a machloket, looking for truth. A machloket as to what is the order of the four parchments that are put in the tefillin. These four parchments primarily come from the sections of the Torah called the Shema Yisrael. Rashi puts it in one order. Rabbeinu Tam says, no, two of those should be switched, should be in reverse order. And there is a midrash that says that the Sanhedrin, the sages, elevated to heaven and asked, what's the decision? Which one is correct? Of course, it wasn't the Sanhedrin, because Rashi lived in the 11th century and Rabbeinu Tam in the 12th century. But in any event, the answer that was received, the answer is it's still being decided. So there are people who choose to wear both sets of tefillin simultaneously. There are people who choose to wear Rashi first and then Rabbeinu Tam. And there's also a third discussion, third set of tefillin, that since I don't wear, I'm not familiar with the teachings about it. But the permutation, Yod-Heh-Heh-Vav, is utilized when applying, when laying that second set of tefillin. Please join me in dancing and being joyful, because these are the tools that connect us to Hashem and draw the light of Rosh Chodesh into the world. Yo hey hey wa, yo hey wa, yo hey hey wa, yo hey wa, yo hey 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 hey wa. Yo hey hey wa, 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 yo hey hey wa. This evening. One is at 3:00 West Coast time. That is a continuation of our advanced reincarnation classes. And at 7:00 will be our Rosh Chodesh event after we count the Omer. Does anyone have any questions? And I'm going to unmute the phone so that you can ask. Does anyone have any questions? Have a beautiful Rosh Chodesh. Hopefully we will see you in one or both of the coming classes this evening. Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Much peace.
Kodesh Tov.
Kodesh Tov.